from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, President Donald Trump is being accused of politicizing Wednesday's plane and helicopter collision over the Potomac River that killed 67. During a press conference Thursday at the White House, Trump suggested federal diversity and inclusion promotion efforts are to blame for the crash, this despite any evidence or a completed investigation into what happened. Here's a reporter questioning the president on his thoughts that diversity hiring may have played a role in the crash.
I'm trying to figure out how you can come to the conclusion right now that diversity had something to do with this crash.
Because I have common sense.
At one point, Trump alleged that previous leadership had determined that the Federal Aviation Administration workforce was, quote, too white. And another blow to New Jersey's energy plans. Shell New Energies has announced it's withdrawing its support for Atlantic Shores South. The developer, Atlantic Shores, says it's continuing with the project. Shell's decision comes a week after President Trump signed an executive order blocking new leases and permits for onshore and offshore wind projects. Atlantic Shores South is the only offshore wind project in New Jersey to have obtained all of the permits before Trump signed his order. If you have Horizon Blue Cross Blue Shield of insurance, you may have fewer options for care. The state's largest insurer is in a nasty fight over payment with one of the largest hospital networks in the state. Hackensack Meridian Health has been notifying patients they may no longer be in network with Horizon come the spring. If that happens, you can still go to Hackensack Meridian hospitals and doctors, but you will likely pay more out of pocket. And preliminary numbers are in, and this is New Jersey's coldest January since 2014. According to estate climatologist Dave Robinson, but it was just 4.5 degrees below normal.
It was not exceedingly record-breaking cold. It was rather persistent. We only really had 2 days that climbed up above the 50-degree mark.
Robinson says he's more concerned with how dry it's been. Now the Lester Glenn Business Report. The hourly wage at Costco is going up to $30. The retail giant announced this week that it is raising pay for most of its hourly U.S. workers following contract talks with union employees. Workers at the bottom of the pay scale will be paid $20 per hour, and that includes employees at non-union locations. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down about 337 points. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in-skin weather. Approximately one-third of New Jersey, southern and coastal areas still in extreme drought as of this week. I know calling it much-needed rain is cliche at this point, but it's so true. We'll take every raindrop we can get. Periods of rain continuing tonight, ending sometime after midnight, and then temperatures will drop into the 30s by daybreak tomorrow morning. Bright and sunny tomorrow, breezy and colder. Afternoon temperatures only make it into the upper 30s. Sunday, cloudy skies with a chance of an afternoon snow shower. Highs only mid-30s. Monday will be mostly cloudy and mild as highs push to near 50 degrees. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now in Clinton, it is 42 degrees, Jackson 45, Millville 48. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.